Blog Talk Radio.
I'm waking up praying today will be the day and I can fly away. Cause I see no point in staying here if everything that I want's a mile away. Hey, I see some hope in us. Like we had no better. That's like the middle of November. Down on our luck, but we ain't give a fuck, cause we always knew that we was gon' get it. Yeah, and that's the moment I chose to use everything that I got to get everything that I want. Yeah, yeah. Try to pull it taller to a penthouse. Try to turn it over to a bin now. They were dating, they wanna be friends now. It's me and all my niggas for the win. I thought it up in the lobby. That's where the story begins. Till I'm pulling up in the mozzie. The trouble keeps going in the way. Try to pull it taller to a penthouse. Try to turn it over to a bin now. They were dating, they wanna be friends now. All my niggas for the win. I started up in the lobby. That's where the story began. Till I'm pulling up in the mozzie. The trouble keeps going in the wind.
And I be on my solo, looking out the window, yeah. I got a couple dreams, but they don't ever go as planned. I had to stack it up. I would look at my savings, ain't have enough. All I wanted was a couple bucks so I could make it flip and then bag it up. Ayy, I had to add it up. While I'm smoking on dope, this ain't regular. We just be smoking on medical. You need power lungs, it get critical. Me inside got the visual. I ain't tryna live life miserable. If you need a motherfucking feature, know that 10K is the minimum. I need the money, the big prize. They talking about getting downsized. I need to get the fuck out here. I got no heart, you can have mine. Yeah.
Tryna pull the collar to a penthouse. Tryna turn the super to a Benz now. They were dating, they wanna be friends now. It's me and all my niggas for the win. I started up in the lobby. That's where the story begins. Till I'm pulling up in the mozzie. The trouble keeps going in the wind. Tryna pull the collar to a penthouse. Tryna turn the super to a Benz now. They were dating, they wanna be friends now. It's me and all my niggas for the win. I started up in the lobby. That's where the story begins. Till I'm pulling up in the mozzie. The trouble keeps going in the wind.
These troubles keep blowing in the
wind. These troubles keep blowing in the
wind. Hey, well, I'm fuck for you, yeah. I had to jump on the porch. I was so broke, I had no choice. People forgot all about me. They treated me like an old toy. I need a Rolls Royce. For all them times, I had no toys. I was a brolin. I was a damn, like damn. I need a Rolls Royce. 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 I was a bowler. I was a dirty, like damn. I need a laser for my toy, so when I go and I smoke, go blam. I'ma need some Gucci sandals, so when I go and I step in the sand. I'ma need a couple chains, so when they see me, they know I'm the man. I'ma need a couple chains, so when they see me, they know it's a brand. People in the covers, running my buttons and get out the jail. I had to watch up and better not get booked and say who I am. She keep looking, I guess they know who I am. Next thing you know, they all asking for pictures. I gotta go with the cash. I'm in your nigga, they came up for nine, so you better not talk. I'm in your nigga, that's on a recover, so I'ma show you how to walk. Better not, only get one chance, and then you was shocked. Better not, but only get one chance, and then you was shocked. I had to jump on the porch, I was so broke, I had no choice. People forgot all about me, they treated me like some old toys. I need a Rolls Royce, for all them times I had no toys. I was a brother, I was a dying, like damn. Push. know you was a goner. Man, with it, man, with it. Try to run up your garner. If you're successful, man, gonna come back and yeah, they're gonna hold it. That's guaranteed, that's guaranteed. They're gonna run up right on you. Better not only get what you had, and then you was shown. Better not only get what you had, and then you was shown. I had a jump on the porch, I was so broke, I had no choice. People forgot all about me, they treated me like some old toy. I need a Rolls Royce, for all them times I had no toys. I was a brolin, I was a dirty, like damn. I need a Rolls Royce, I need a Rolls Royce. I need a Rolls Royce, I need a
you know what I'm talking about? There you go. That's better. All right.
Y'all got the motherfucking, the lines working today. Y'all can actually call in today.
Yeah, y'all can call in. We got the lines official, 646-929-0172, or the Glock line, 267-888-5019. All that shit works. Dang, we got it all working. Hello, yeah, Relay. Oh, shit. We about to get everything started. I was having a little bit of technical difficulties, but I'm about to.
Everything's right.
I'm gonna throw the computer at the wall. I wonder if that'll work. But hopefully,
probably gotta upgrade that zone. That's probably what it is. Mind
your
business.
Somebody gotta upgrade
that zone,
too.
Not up to date. Like,
yes,
all,
it is. Yes, it is up to date. Up to date, Miss Official. That's what I'm talking about. I hope everybody voted today. You know what I'm saying?
I hope y'all did too, because y'all did a lot of complaining and shit. Fuck the system and all that. Like,
the system. Man. What's crazy is, and what I like about what's going on even now, like, look at the drawing. Like,
our
here is crazy.
Right,
no, it's not. What is going on right here is just showing you that the system works where you're not going to be able to really do anything too blatantly. What do they call it? Oh, I forget. I think the Wonderland document. They got the Wonderland.
Blatantly.
They got the Wonderland documents out now that's like showing how all these rich people are hiding their money. It's like, come on, in this day and age where it's information, like you can't really hide too much stuff. There's too many hackers going on. Like all their businesses out. I'm not sure what it's actually called, but
yeah,
I think it was like the Wonderland something. But it exposed so many people and how they not only avoid paying taxes, but they just like so rich for no reason. Give me some of that money.
There's a reason to get rich.
Listen,
look
guess
good.
What?
Make the rules. Do what the fuck you want.
They said that Amazon or Apple got like almost like $280 million just sitting there for no reason. Nobody's spending nothing. Who was it for? Like,
man,
what's $281 million?
Man,
$80 million?
It's for me and my
give
people.
Give something up.
We can get that. All
give
we gotta do is stop complaining.
Up.
I don't like complaining about what the next person
I'm not
got.
Complaining.
No,
no. What
I mean,
I'm saying is,
you're projecting complaints.
It's not complaints.
Wow.
It's not complaints when people are trying to say, oh, they so innovative.
You don't,
oh, they so helping niggas
out.
How the fuck are you really helping people out? No, all y'all want
that white man scam to get that, or how have you got that? Let him have it. Now you make the money that
I
own.
I ain't mad at it. All I'm saying is invest in some shit.
I want to start making complaints.
I was not making a complaint. I was saying their investors and people who work with them, they're saying like, oh, well, we want to make more money too. So why don't you do something with that money instead of just letting it sit there? They're not starting anything new.
We need to change the motherfucking levels of this motherfucking system. That's what they need to do. About that voting and changing your local motherfucking government and all that.
First of all,
that's
I think a lot more
we need
people,
to start people on the ground level.
Now, I know I'm not a good person to run for office, you know what I mean? Even though everybody asked
not
me for
all.
That stuff. Yeah, not at all. Thank you. That's the one time you agree
right.
with me. That's the one time.
I think I'm a good person to run.
A lot of people say that shit, but I don't, I'm not, like, you can't talk about, we're not going to talk about why I can't be nominated, but if you feel like you can run for office, you know what I'm saying? You're a boss,
yeah.
Or you know what I mean? You're getting all the cash flow, everything around me. Shout out to Miss Cream. You know what I mean? Certain people, I feel like they do have that, you know what I mean, that personality to really relate to people and get people to want to vote with.
It's a popular person in every neighborhood.
Yeah, so a lot of people, like, you know, support those popular people who are business owners, who, you know, have families and stuff like that.
I talked to my nephew today. He's about 1920. But they out there, and I tell him, like, then you know y'all can go change, and the people who going to be sentencing you and all that, when y'all out here doing that dumb shit, you could be able to pick who going to be up in office and find out they about.
All
like,
I know
real,
is my homies
really didn't know. He was surprised.
They be running for office, and they be making it happen. You know what I'm saying?
You should
have
been promoting that.
Everybody
needs to support. If you know about something, that person shouldn't have to come out and ask you.
Here we go, coming in my neck.
I'm not saying that to you. I'm talking to everybody who listens.
You just told me.
No, but you somebody who listens, so I'm talking to you too, but it's not just to you. And then if somebody's doing something, you see them doing it, and it's positive, I don't know about it. I'll be next to you. So it's good to say something about things. Say something about what the next person doing. If you think it's a positive thing, if you think it's a good thing, they should have to ask you for that shout out. Tell the next person, tell the next end, and then next year, tell the next year. That's how things spread. We shouldn't have to always ask for what you should already naturally do. Want that change or whatever. Whatever somebody's doing, it's right. And I ain't just talking to you,
like,
so I want you to defend it.
That sounds like a complaint. You have
to
ask.
No, it sounds like real shit.
That's the same thing I'm saying. Like, the bull got $280 million, but he holding on to it and he's not giving it up. Not everybody's going to give up the information. You know what I mean? Mentors aren't looking for mentees. Those mentees need to look for mentors. You have to say, oh, I do want to do what you're doing. I know that. I like how you made that GMG shirt, friend. How can I get that done? But if you're not saying nothing and you're admiring stuff that people have, I feel like you're playing yourself. This music is loud, too. What I'm saying is, like, it's the same thing. Like, mentors aren't looking for mentees. That's what Phil Jackson said that. You know what I'm saying? He's not here looking for people to mentor and teach how to play basketball. The coach from the Lakers.
I'm not trying to hear what he's saying. I'm not throwing his way. No, because my man tried to tell me about somebody else who I don't want to hear what they preach.
No, that's what we're talking about. Who would you ask to teach you something?
If you're old as shit, and you like my man put me on CSM about Farrakhan. Check out Farrakhan. He was talking that shit. I said, bro, he's been in the wave. He had the wave. He got access to make change. He talking about build these independent nations and build these schools. He got access to be able to do that. You talking about he made friends with all the richest people and the biggest powers all over the world. Then why he didn't come with them, get that bag, and support something? Because I'm passionate about this topic. That's why I'm energy about it. But he should have already did it. I don't want to hear that. And just 60 years later, 40 years later, you talking about this is what y'all should have did, or this is what we should do, when you got the chance to do it. You're not even putting this on all the stuff that you know. We're not getting that information.
This is the mentality of black people, period. Oh,
my bad.
Right. It's like the mentality of the black people, period. Like, they already have a stigma on them. So when you try to interact with, you know, things of getting ahead in life, they already feel like, well, I got the foot on my neck. So when you try to reach out in a positive aspect, they don't look at, well, you can get it this way or that way. Certainly, we all can be rich.
But, like, no, it's not even that. Like, you have to take those steps. Like, whatever the steps are, you have to take it. Especially, like I said, if you have a need, if you need a GMG shirt, find out how to get it. If you need to pay your bills, you know what I mean? Make sure you get them joints paid.
It wasn't about how to get a GMG shirt.
No, I'm just saying.
And somebody don't know, so tell them about the GMG.
You have to ask them.
I don't be seeing Fran.
But if Fran don't know,
so you tell the next person about what Fran got.
No, I'm not going to tell.
Why not?
Why do I have to tell?
Why wouldn't you? Because
she's not
with Fran. Bring your guy.
I'm saying if people see the GMG shirt on him, and they want it.
I'm saying if I don't see them, if I'm not seeing them,
when,
I don't see
whatever
somebody,
you
I don't
see
no
that
plan.
You want, you're not even paying attention to what I'm saying.
I might want something I don't know about, though. And you might know about it. Why wouldn't you put me on to it if that's your focus? So that you can help them get new fans and new people that want to
We're going to take a break. That's not, he's not listening to shit, and it's fine.
Yo, if I don't sound like a real nigga, man, call him and tell me I don't sound like a real nigga.
Who the hell is that? You not, that's not that you don't feel like a real nigga. It has nothing to do.
Do the like, you know what I mean, type tip, you know what I mean, but I'm feeling her though, like, I don't know, we might have found a connection.
Let
like,
everybody, introduce yourself to everybody listening on Philly Shine Radio, tell them where you're from, what's going, what's good.
I'm from Southwest, Woody County, with the Army, all over Philly, I'm around.
She's name. From Southwest,
though. No, like don't claim that to the stand. Like, you know, y'all know. Y'all
we got, we got a seat, though.
I'm talking
about y'all.
I'm
from the 80s, y'all.
We're from the
80s. My name is Marissa Lanae. She's an artist, songwriter, and a boss.
So they call her Riri the boss.
Yes.
They call
I like
Riri.
The whole name better. I don't like Riri. I like Melissa Renee.
No.
Like,
Riri is Marissa just talking about her Instagram. You know, I'm always
Lanae.
Promoting.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to promote. But once y'all get to know her, you're going to find out all that other stuff.
That's
you're going to follow her SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Her
call me Marissa Lanae.
You gotta call her all that. But your SoundCloud definitely did like a real crazy viral push with Trader. Like everybody was supporting. Like I was just, you know, singing along as well. Like talk about the move. Talk about the movement. Talk about the viral movement that we all know talking about.
First of all of my songs are real shit. So let y'all know that it comes from a raw emotional thing because I've been through a lot. So it's a lot of relationships, you know. Me on my Mary J. Blige type thing. All
right.
So, you know.
I heard. I was listening.
Yeah, but the vibe of that song is, you know, everybody could relate to it. Everybody knows somebody that traded on somebody in one way or another.
Yeah.
So, I said basically on a couple of different subjects in that song. So, you can come on, you know, from the root and start it off. First of all, you ain't just me that, you know. Everybody's feeling this. So, shout out to everybody that loves my song.
You got a video coming for that?
Yeah, coming soon. I'll work.
You gotta maybe work on that with Friend Daddy SP. He official with the video. You know what I'm saying? Get you that joint done real quick. Get that joint done real quick.
Did you put it out on? Did you on iTunes and all that?
No, it's only out on SoundCloud. It was actually my first song that I actually let out in the public.
Oh, all right.
I wasn't gonna do it like that, but they was like, you know, put your song out there, you know.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it up. Cause I'm more of a writer. I want to write to people. I want an artist myself to write for. All right. And like, do it yourself. All right.
And you're doing it yourself to help you get out there for going for writing.
Yeah, so that's the goal, actually.
And cover as many songs as you can, like. As many songs you can
get out there. I'm just pushing Trader because I got real good feedback from you.
Yeah.
So everybody's looking at me. So,
keep it consistent. Keep dropping.
Yeah.
And the vision. The vision is everything. If people want
to
listen, but they can see
they
you.
Come
and they can see you singing it. Like, you singing it.
Yeah.
I'm watching it doing a couple more times. Like, I listened to it once and a half, but if I would have seen a video, I would have watched that just four, five, six, seven, eight, nine times.
I mean, y'all gonna like the video. I can tell you this.
You already got a concept for it already?
Yeah,
ready?
I got a couple different concepts.
Okay,
it.
So it's gonna be popping either way.
It's always, as an artist, it's hard to like express myself visually.
Yeah.
But I'm learning and taking from everybody that, you know,
and
I'm a piece.
Just working with somebody that's creative that can see the video.
I wanted to find out what were you doing as far as like the business aspect, performing, like, do you have management, like, what's going on? Like, when are you going to be ready to release the music?
I'm ready to release as soon as it's all done.
Okay.
I'm working on a project right now. It is called Shade, which is, you know, everybody's throwing shade. I'm throwing shade at somebody specific.
I like that.
So, you know, it's kind of a mixtape, but it's on
the barber.
You got an ongoing beat thing going on out here in the street.
No,
it's not like that.
It's like you're checking them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
And it's not even indirect because they already know. So this could go out
the That's that type of 58 Street shit we do.
So is you the
manager?
Or is you the
man?
No,
I'm never deciding.
Do she look like the man? We're on top.
Okay.
Representing.
Crazy.
You talking about, do she look like a side number? She's bad. Side number be bad. She ain't
right. But no,
so.
But no,
like
if your name got boss in it,
you're not choosing to be a side girl. Women do choose to be side girls. I'm not going to say they don't. What's nothing wrong with
it? If I'm your side nigga, then you my side girl.
You know what I mean?
If you carrying me like a side nigga, then you my side joint. I don't care how bossy you is. That's one of my side joints. Yeah, she got the damn, but that's still one of my side joints.
But yeah, exactly. You got to make the choice. That's all I'm saying.
So don't carry me like a side nigga. You got to make the choice. You mean? And you can be the boss that you say you with.
That's it.
So that's what that message. Now listen, all
that was
I'm
a
saying
PSA.
Is
that was a PSA just now. I felt that one. That was
all,
good.
All I'm saying is, yeah, I just really want to be able to support you. I'm so glad that you were able to come out. You're gonna be able to network with so many different people. I wanted us to be able to toast together. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I got a whole other bottle.
Oh, we're going to drink that bottle too.
We're going to drink that too.
Because we're not done. We just getting warmed up.
Queen right here. You work the wine queen.
We're going to definitely have some fun. Philly Shine Radio is just getting started. We're going to check out her music, get to know her a little bit more. Shout out to the barber in the building. That's my boy, 30 MF and Dave. So my guests are coming in. And I'm getting like extra guests. Razor Sharp. I love you so much. I play your music too, so I got some of your stuff, some of your old stuff, but I would like some.
Yeah,
I know you got some.
He's
coming
busy.
Fresh from
he's
Atlanta, somewhere else and whatnot. He always busy, but I love it.
Give me a freaking sample of some. That's my new shit.
That's my new shit.
How you send me 30 seconds in MP3 mode? Like, what the fuck?
Snippet.
This nigga learned how to do all kinds of shit. Like, yo.
He a real superstar. Shout out to my boy, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. Like. That's some official shit right there. That's Bay. Your studio that you at.
First of all, shout out to LA Brown.
Bro.
Yo, this is
Rugged Melody.
Yeah, shout out to him.
I think you heard the song we did together.
Yes, I heard it. Well, almost
every part.
But yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Andrew Ray. Tell me some of the more concepts for my song, things like that.
Shout out to them. Jesus coming from Philly, representing the whole entire city.
I need to ask for one
so
favor
Philly
before
Shine
she go
official.
Though. Of course, I need. Can you be in my video? It's called "All You in Back Rub."
Don't trust it. It's not even a real song. Where's the fucking song at?
Smoking these days.
Yeah, so today we have OG KB. which is an indica, and it's also a hybrid as well.
Indigo and a hybrid. Listen, you see how everybody looking? Watch how she explain weed.
Right.
What kind of weed you smoke for breakfast this morning? Tell them what you smoke for breakfast.
So this is like a hybrid of like two different indigos, which is like, you know, there's the sativas, which is sort of like very energetic, and then you have the indigos, which is, will put you on your ass. So when you take two indigos and you crossbreed them together,
that sound like making love,
right?
You're
really on your
ass.
Yeah.
We can
do this together.
32.7%
THC.
And what does that mean? Like, what is the percentage mean? Like, what is
Riri, like, hold up.
What is that?
No, this shit is the best. So when it comes to like the different strands that you smoke, like each level has like a certain amount of THC. Like, most strands of THC are between 18 to 25%. When you start getting into like the high end and like hybrids, then it's like 30. This is at the absolute strongest, it's 36%. You want anything that's more than like 36%, that's when you're going into like the concentrated hash oil that you make, or if you're going into like making a moonwalk, which is taking the leaves and covering it in the hash oil and then rolling it in the keys, and that's like 89 to like 96.
How can you do that? I want to do
that.
That's
just one puff. No, you don't. You don't want to do that.
No,
dog said he only took one puff of it.
I will take a puff of it.
Yeah, so this is considered hydroponic weed, which is grown indoors. So you have your outdoor weed, which that's usually about like 10 to like 15%. And that's pretty good. Then you have what's called greenhouse. So you got to be careful about that. A lot of dudes will sell you greenhouse and say that it's like hydro, because it's the exact same strain. Smells good. But then you'll wonder why you're blazing through the entire bag and not really getting that strain.
Right. So wait a minute. So that's why I be when I get an ounce, I smoke it like it's an ace. Mm-hmm. That's because I got some bullshit.
You got that mid grade. We call it that midi, but what is it called in like? I mean,
greenhouse.
It's called greenhouse.
Oh,
that mid grade is called greenhouse, y'all.
No
greenhouse. We want that greenhouse.
I need that 40%.
Listen, there's a lot of rappers in here, y'all. All fucking bibs on that joint, yo. We doing that shit together then, y'all. Real rap. I don't want to look on your fucking SoundCloud. It's the greenhouse, bro. I was
greenhouse.
We doing that shit together, dog. I want you to hook to something, bro.
Yeah, praying on it.
Like,
on that
I see y'all niggas. When I see y'all looking like everybody in Tim's with a greenhouse.
I'm so happy. My men times women equal success is just so
what?
So many plurals.
The way she described weed is just like,
yeah,
oh my God. I really like, I got hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't want to say nothing. But it's out of pocket. Like, you mean?
Yeah, I got a lighter. I don't see no print though.
No,
how you get a little hard? Like,
I was playing.
I know y'all
playing.
Got it.
Just join the threesome. We got a threesome going on. We can make it four.
I don't care. No, thank you.
You want to join?
No, thanks. No.
Listen,
I do want to see the print.
Wait, hold, say, shut the door, man. Come on in. Like, you can just grab. Like, it's kind of cold. Like,
listen, I'm in the watching. Anybody ever want to let me watch? I'll watch. I don't know what type of freaky shit that is. I'll be on Pornhub all day.
I went to go on her internet. It really was a porn on there.
Yeah, it was.
Cops. She was doing white cops. I said, they got a page called white cops. You're like, what? Multiple cops. Like, what? White cops. Like, uncircumcised cops. Like, yo, that's the message. I went to go back on the drink and say uncircumcised cops. I said, what? This is what she watching? You are a different kind of freak.
Yeah, I am. I'm the special kind. Like I said earlier, you never met nobody like me, right?
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Listen, what's really official about today is I like to bring people together that are really talented, but my boy Razor Sharp came in with the extra, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that. I got some music from my boy The Barber, we got that Arouse on deck. Mr. Bitches, we're gonna find out what that's about, you know, this next music break.
Mr. Bitches.
Yeah.
Sound like you talking about my life or something, man. I like that joint.
Yeah, we really gonna love everything that we get a chance to check out from my boy the Barber, you know what I'm talking about, as well as my girl Deetree. She's not here right now, but she's coming. She's another person who I've been trying to get together. Here, give me a minute. Who I've been trying
what?
To get here.
Put it in there,
sound
a little bit more,
because
we got
this for
Cleveland.
Barber.
Project.
The re-up.
You got the re-up. Yeah. Any money to come back. But he was my,
All right. So it really has a double entendre. All right. Yeah. The re-up one. You're like, hold up. I know I can get some more money out of this. I got some I'm talking about. I think that's a great idea. Because even to hear that, that's so creative because so many artists. Right, I'm gonna just leave that song alone. But no, until everybody in the world has heard it, like you should keep pushing that.
Find a way to keep that shit relevant.
So that's a new way to keep it relevant. So was Mr. Bitches a song that you did by yourself at first? Is this a part of the re-up?
Yeah, everything. Fetish, Mr. Bitches, Around, and then Daisy Blue, fucking with.
Mood Swing, you got a song called Mood Swing.
Yes,
that's
they
me. Listen, look at King Cole. His face just changed. Y'all saw his face change? That's some real shit, though, because my mood swings all the time.
Nah, that's why she picked that track. Like,
I'm hard. Wait a minute. Don't I look hard? I know I'm sexy, but I look hard, too. Don't sit the H Street all day. Listen. Sure, it's hard.
I'm talking about the music. I ain't getting into your personal life. Like, oh.
Use my girl. Moose Wayne, F.S. Green.
Yeah. And
turn
that shit. Like, you turn
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I like
you got some videos out there on YouTube and all that?
Yeah. We got the whole video for Riles right now on YouTube. And we got an unofficial.
Definitely doing good.
Unofficial video for fucking with on YouTube featuring Wise. Wise.
Yeah, shout out to
Wise. And that's Wise. And then we got another video for the Moose Wing video for Man Daddy.
I'm looking forward to that.
How you funding on the music? What you putting it out on? You just putting it out on SoundCloud?
It was like SoundCloud and like it was just straight SoundCloud. Because that's where I had put out my first like song. I got like 10,000 views. And I'm like,
That's smart. You're a genius. I love everything on your Instagram. I'm always liking pics. I'm always checking out your stories. You do real interesting things. Shout out to all the people that you be handling with you. You know what I'm saying? Rome, come in looking good. I had to look up to him, but that's just an inside story.
Cousin
Marley. Shout out to Cousin Marley. You know what I'm saying? Official. Who was the white boy that you was with last time?
White Rob.
Right, Rob. Yeah, White Rob.
Where your production coming from?
I heard that's what's up, you know, you got some
shit that is just hit everywhere, like, so I mean, you getting 10,000 views on there, you still got 10,000 free motherfuckers, you probably get 1,000 motherfuckers out of that to come in and support.
Yeah, so
that.
What he's saying, like, is upload your joint through iTunes. Use Ditto, whatever distribution, come X Honest Fire, because I definitely got them, you know, publishing situations. I'm going to definitely hit my girl Marissa Linnea up. Her queen. You know what I mean? Her right there, that's her name. You like, that sound familiar. I need everybody to say the answer to that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all check it out. Y'all know who
it is. Oh, that's a good name. I'm telling you.
It sounds like, yeah, like you already know it.
Your name is not Ruby the Boss no more. No, it's Marissa Linnea.
Do you have a page with Marissa Linnea?
Well, no, but I left my name as it is only because that's my family name. Everybody looks up on me like, oh, who's it?
Yeah, no, you gotta do an artist page. We're gonna get a, because then Marissa Linnea is gonna be, they're gonna be like, where Marissa Linnea at? Where's she get? Because that sounds familiar. That sounds good.
No more tips until I get my 10% on paper.
Now he's trying to sign.
I'm not him.
Show this record some love.
So that's why I'm saying,
he's pushing it through there. All right. No, he said he got old stuff on it.
Listen, YouTube.
So you got the new stuff on there?
Nah, I already had the Rouse, so that's the thing I wanted
to do.
I have some stuff on iTunes, but all you gotta do is put it on YouTube, and it's a re-up, you gotta put a Rouse re-up, and then it's a new song, but I think you should run with re-up, cause like guess what, this is not something that you're going to do, you know what I mean, just for tomorrow.
But that's
you know what I mean?
The original
something
that's
else might
out
be
there,
a re-up, and that might be a thing. Like, no, it's not a remix. This is a re-up. You know what I mean?
Real shit.
Like that.
Change the name with a remix. That's hot.
It's not the remix.
That's
it's a re-up. You
that's
know
hot.
What I mean? Because we're going to take
hot.
This and make some more money. Flip. You know
hot.
What I mean? Us hustlers know what that is. You know what I'm saying? Us hustlers know what that is. But we're going to get into this Arouse track. I definitely want to thank you so much for coming out. You ain't got to go. We definitely chilling. We here till 8 o'clock. Then we got my girl Martini Rocks. The Martini Rocks show is tonight. Shout out to Lady Caution. I have a guest on here. We'll be popping. Glockaware got everything popping. Shout out to everybody checking out the show. Everybody download the app today.
Yep.
And of course, everybody who's here, I want to drink some toast to y'all.
We want to toast to anything.
This nigga always want to fucking fight. Look at y'all hit men. I love men too much.
Yo.
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
from Dusty Wives. Dusty Wives.
Dirty Wives. So you think they put dirt in your...
I never seen it written down.
Oh, my God.
Dusty Wives. Wine your body. I always thought it was W-Y.
You don't see why I give out lessons every time.
That was my first lesson. I ain't learned nothing like that.
No, every day I have to...
All right. We just checked out that Arouse track and Get the Bag for my boy, the wheelchair bully. The Arouse track by my guest to be here today.
That's
my fucking day. Yeah, y'all see how I like it. Been
the barber.
The barber in the building, DJ, a.k.a. Jersey, South Jersey in the building. You know what I'm saying? We support the Tri-State here at Philly Sean Radio, as well as Mr. Goins. You know what I mean? He keeps me more honest than I've ever been before.
Yeah,
so
I don't know that's how
to say
your name. You should have been liar fired.
You is the worst.
Worst shit, liar fired.
I lie. I don't give a fuck. I do be lying.
Fraud fire. It was just a lot of smoke.
I don't lie about a lot of
stuff. You
should have
been called smoke.
Though.
Your name should have been smoke.
I be lying, but right. The shit I lie about is stuff that I know I'm going to forget, and it don't even matter.
Campfire.
The shit you be trying to say that I lie about, I don't be lying about. But you do keep me honest in certain other ways. You know what I'm saying?
Not
how you think it is.
You don't keep it a bean.
That's not, I'm not even giving you no props for none of that. I keep it all the way 100.
Listen.
You keep it in a ring. You always want to fight because I don't know what makes you so angry.
You don't, no.
Where everything is, you have
my
to debate
friend,
it.
All my friends,
this
they
nigga gotta debate everything.
Keep
he be like,
you.
Listen, guess what? No. I'm gonna tell you what's right. Before I even get any of the details on how you feel, I'm gonna tell you what's going on. And that's an asshole.
You're a woman,
you're
so I know where you're gonna go at with.
No,
like, I
don't.
Know your direction.
That's an
so
asshole.
You go there,
for
I'm
anybody
gonna
who's
to
gonna
say.
Give you their judgment before they even had a chance to really get the. Oh,
you got
two
words
about the judge now.
You
be getting
two
bitch eyebrows is fucked up. Yeah. Why did you treat these girls like that?
Yo.
Did you hear what Rich Dollar said about her eyebrows? I gotta go with. Because that's crazy. That's crazy how I just put a mirror image of that judge and her eyebrowless face in you. You can't just prejudge a person. Just because somebody is in your face and you think
you
that they're doing something
the
that the last person did, don't mean that it's the same thing. And that's what's fucked up about you.
Honest, you
and
put
I just
your shit on the table. I see your holding cards and be like, oh, you got a jack, a seven, a deuce of heart.
No,
oh, you
don't.
Got a bullshit hand. You
no,
ain't
don't.
Got no space.
I mean, I
like,
do
like,
say
I know
this.
It's in your hand, like, and I call it. You
don't even go
it.
In on the shit.
You don't got
I
no book. When I see your hand, I'm like, she ain't got
no
book.
I
got to carry it. I got, we going board.
I
like,
showed
them
in.
We always going board.
No, first of all, I don't even play that shit. Because I do win when I play them. But I show the cards I'm holding. Because I'm running the game.
And I'm saying, that's
don't
what I'm
play
saying.
No games with me.
Boy,
no, what you're
stubborn.
Talking about, I'm not boy.
You
be
thinking you know what you're talking
this
about.
This guy is a judge, just like that eyebrowless bitch that gave me Mills.
I'm not the same judge.
That's fucked up.
I wouldn't have gave you that much time
you
for
is
your
judging.
Time.
You are too judgmental. Why do you feel
I
like
I gave you
a
house arrest.
Person?
Just don't come outside.
Don't even give me shit. Why are you giving me a sentence? I'm too great for sentence. That's ridiculous.
You be violating.
Never. Why do I have to be even in the boundary? What boundary am I supposed to be in? I mean,
you don't have to be in it.
Exactly.
But I'm going
to
judge.
Back to you, the barber, because this nigga right here is always judging people.
He was here the whole show. Who was keeping it real, the barber? You was here the whole show. You've been peeping like,
God.
You see what was going on. What's your opinion on what's been going on?
Exactly. Me too. This nigga is so wound up tight. How do I spell it? He's wound up tight. W-I-N-E. He's wound up tight. He's like, I don't know. Wind his body.
There you go. Get that off. Get that off. I see you. Good girl. that's a good girl
over.
Right there.
The porno is over. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do with the mic. You know what I'm saying? But rap into it. But salute to everybody who's supporting Felician Radio. Beatrice, I don't know where she is, but I'm about to check on her. We're going to take a little music break, get back and say.
I want to hear some shit.
You
want to
hear some shit?
Yeah, I'm in a good mood. I want to hear some shit, man. I don't want to hear nothing depressing.
Turn the shit up. This is probably something depressing. You funny as hell. Oh, we miss her. You train. Ray follow through and come as MP3. It didn't come in as MP3. Thank you.
Talk shit a little bit. Y'all rapping, I rap too. You know, me and my whole co-host, we rap.
That was your track?
Yeah, that was it. International money, intangible assets.
That's
your little Kim voice.
What?
My little
Kim voice.
My little Kim voice. I got voices. My mood swing. That's it.
Right.
Friend in my pocket, keeping my assets, cash and plastic, stacking the
plastic.
I'm business of savage. I live
up
with
savage.
I don't give a fuck. I masturbate. Little Kim.
Okay, Judge. Hey, doing this shit, like,
hey,
I like the
little
Kim
now.
You get
little Kim. Okay, yeah, because, you know, little Kim, she always talked that get money shit. You get little
Kim. She fucked the game up.
Petty.
Like, she made bitches start writing something for they say.
Exactly.
Like, she used to be, like, way before she started coming out with that next shit. Like,
exactly. Oh, you want
to
give it to me for free.
Like, wow. Like, whoa. She changed
the game on something.
She did.
Come over here.
Up
Come over here.
We went back and they talking about whole roll up.
That's because
it
was already done.
Hey, come over here. I like what she was about. I think she wanted to say something.
See, they was already dusty, so they didn't know the game. So when Kim came out, it just took their levels up just a tiny bit.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Right, but if you was already a boss bitch, you was already about that.
You was already tired. You was,
right.
You were able to relate.
You
like, exactly. People related,
so,
and certain people were put on.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just set your levels up. Like,
but
okay,
when
that
came out, I was
a boy. I could get the judges.
I was young.
No, you got
to
see what happened when Nicki came out or something. Like,
no.
You don't even know what happened when Trina came out.
No, I knew you was young. You was just graduating and shit. Come on, baby.
She was just trying to see what you of age. And
no,
she catch a case with you. Like,
nah, I was trying to catch a case somewhere else. But mind your business. No, me and Barbara are friends.
Folks, no? Like, I see that.
I didn't look at his folks. Shut up.
Right. I don't need a case, not this guy, not my guy. I knew he was young but I just wanted to ask him
like even with what everybody feels in hip-hop, I feel like a lot of the younger artists, you know what I mean, the ones that are his age, represented in such a thorough way because so much to pull from. So what would you even say were some of your inspirations? Because even listening to you, I can't even, you got it. You know what I'm saying? You stay on dope, you stay on hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It's real fly, you know what I mean? I love your concept. And then even like how you say, you're talking to women, you know what I'm saying? That's real decent. But you're not coming in on some corny bubblegum, you know, poppy gimmicky shit, you know what I mean? Like newer artists are. But I feel like certain younger artists, they have their pick of styles. And like, what even inspired you to have the style that you have that's so thorough in the world?
And then now, like, I try to, like, do for that too. And now I do other stuff.
Talking to women, right? That's hot.
But I want to know
who inspired you though. Like, what was the actual inspiration for you? Like, being as though that you came up where you like, oh, I could like anybody. I could like snap your fingers. I could like Biggie. I could like Tupac. I could like Scarface. Like, what were you listening to? Like, for real, for real.
I
hear
that.
I feel like Wayne still got his crown though.
Ain't no crown on Wayne head. Wayne
you
chilling.
Travis.
Wayne did a good thing.
No. Just because he not out and he going through business situations, the second that he get his business
right. You can't be
right.
If you ain't fighting, defending no titles.
OMG. His freestyles are crazy.
They not
getting the buzz. I didn't hear that.
First of all, I'm not checking for it. It's a lot of shit that y'all didn't hear at all, especially the change. And that means you don't got the crown. If I don't hear it, you got the crown. If Drake drops something, I'm going on YouTube. I'm looking it up. If I hear about he got a new song, a new verse on somebody, I'm checking for it.
Wayne, I'm gonna wait till I hear it. I'll check for Wayne. I find out everything that Wayne does. I'm sorry, I feel like you can't discount. Wayne gotta do a song with the right person for me to go listen to. You try. That's crazy. That's sticky. I ain't talking about other people. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like, and then like for even you to even say that shit is just like a discount that man is amazing.
Oh no. Niggas ain't checking for Nas. Niggas ain't checking for Cool G. Niggas ain't checking for Rakim.
Nas is a different
artist. They had their time and they still legends in their time. No, but it's, he's a legend in his time. It's not disrespect because he's not getting checked for right now. Wayne's not getting checked for right now. His run is over.
His era, you would say anything that Jay-Z put out,
everything. He got to be gratified that everything is out for his kids. They his kids. No, he got great music. He comes from listening to his favorite rappers, Wayne. Wayne got to be happy with that. I'm inspired.
He felt like at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, Wayne passed the torch, because I feel like even a lot of, you know, bullshit that Wayne has done to other people, you know what I mean, just like everybody's not treating everybody right. That Drake is running the game, I feel like it's wide open. I don't think it's no real leader.
Yeah.
I can't give it to leader.
He ain't
not no leader.
The views want
everything. He's not doing
anything.
Because even, no, listen.
No, it's only been a million in the first week because he had Hotline Bling on it, and that was out for then a year, and the numbers count when they drop the numbers on the album.
Yeah, exactly.
And the number of songs you put in the project.
I
know the numbers of the system.
I love Drake, and I love even what he's doing now. If a lot of people don't know, he waited to drop the Life so that he wouldn't be considered for a Grammy, because he's saying that a lot
of what
they're doing in
a Grammy
is not, you know, really representing what's going on in music nowadays. So I feel like Drake is an innovator. I don't really like to look at him, but I do like to listen to him, you know what I mean? But I'm not really
going
to
really
check him out.
To him and all
but
that.
I think that, you know what I'm saying?
People.
I
he
think,
got a lot of innovative
like,
people
yeah.
around him.
No.
And he know how to.
That's all I'm saying. We don't have to really describe it too
we
much
do.
More because
we
I
do.
Wanted to go into the fact that I know this
do.
Nigga who puts out great music. You know, I listen to every fucking Mr. Go In track
so
out there.
Out.
I listen to Arouse. I listen to, you know, a lot of Sean King music. I listen to the Wheelchair Bully and a lot of other people who I get to listen to. Where I say right now, it's wide open because you're able to have your fans. You know what I mean? You said 10,000, and in your own right, that's making moves the same way that Drake is. You know what I mean? He's like, all right, what's my focus going to be for this single? And I'm gonna push that shit. I want to applaud people on our level and, you know, and rising. I really fuck with, you know, I met Young Ross, you know what I'm saying? Young Ross is crazy, you know what I mean? Certain artists that are dope, and I'm not going to take away from any of them.
Some dead
but I feel like,
shit. All
what's
the people you
named,
all us and all that, we ain't up
like
there
Big
trying
Sean,
to run the game with Drake.
I feel like Big Sean does Drake better than Drake.
No, come on, you're lying. Now you,
no,
I think
no.
you're a Drake hater now. I think everything
no,
you're saying is discredited.
Sure.
Since you just
no,
said that, everything you said about him,
I feel like
Big Sean does not impact the culture the way Drake does.
Big Sean impacts all cultures.
No,
he
don't.
Like,
no,
he
don't impact mine.
I feel like
I'm the street corner on the block, nigga, and we with the shit. He don't fucking impact
and then
us at all.
But
no
one knew
Drake
was
when I'm in front of my
chest. He wanted
to hear Drake.
The culture, like, what culture?
So he impact my love life.
Meek Mill does better than Drake.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
Why would you sit there and lie?
Certain cultures. Like, what are you talking about? Which culture
no
are you
culture.
Talking about?
None. He don't do the
what
numbers
are
you he do.
What about?
There's no way you can
what
say
culture
he does
are you talking about?
Every culture. Mine to JoJo and the fucking birds. He don't kill. Nobody.
But pop music is going to be more popping than Drake.
Okay,
you
then.
Can't
so
say that he's doing what?
I got to say he's doing better because he makes pop music. Pop
no,
music
he's
transcends
great.
Cultures.
All I'm saying, I'm not taking nothing away from Drake, but I'm not.
He don't transcend cultures, nobody else. And I don't even want to talk about me because he's
and
from Philly.
And I love what
but
he's
name
doing.
Name another hardcore
but
rapper. They don't transcend cultures.
People are doing,
like Drake
doing
do.
Shit popping.
I mean,
you can't
not
take
Drake,
nothing
though.
Away from him.
No, you can't take that away from him.
I'm not taking nothing away from him.
You is.
No, I'm not.
You making
just
me defend
like,
Drake, and I'm not even a Drake fan.
You
nutty right now.
You're doing that on your own. You're not doing it on your own.
No, because I
got to
keep it real.
And
all
the
time, I
got to
be real. At this moment,
you
want to
judge everything that I'm saying.
Drake needs
to
defend right now. It's fucked up.
He's agreeing with me.
And the smartest rapper needs defense, and I got to be able to fucking defend him.
Amazing. That was the best performance Drake ever
did. His performance is the ass.
No, the best, y'all gotta see what
yo,
he was
his performance
was
the ass. He think he holds. Holds the only one to walk back and forth, move his hands, and perform for me. That's the only one to do that for my money. Holds. If you ain't holds, you can't walk back and forth and not break a sweat. Well, see, you better get you on your busted rounds for my money. What are you talking about? Beyonce, get down low for your bitches and move and she's sweat ass off. Like, come on, you niggas, come on, bro.
Listen, first of all,
you nutty, bro.
My co-host,
you don't dress good, you can't perform.
He be extra perked up.
Like, come on,
so
man.
If y'all want to know what's going on, he's extra, extra perked up.
I didn't even take one, I took a half of 10. I shot a half, everybody know my shot is a half of 10.
Where's this shirt?
I'm
about to buy it.
I'm a lightweight. And I got that brown.
Come to the G Shop, 4933 Gold Road.
I've been on Expressway before.
We
always think y'all doing for a drug purchase.
Money off his R&B track than his motherfucking brain track.
I want to
talk about that song.
He's always thinking I'm competing with him. My kids, I love him so much. He's always scared. I'm telling you. Choke him. I'm trying to find out my
father. You know, I like that. Why don't you choke me?
Back to the song.
Follow always through. You got to book the room, too.
He makes me feel like I can sing. He all can
so we can't. Don't worry. Don't be lying. Tell him that.
I can't sing.
Don't be lying.
I sing to people when I want them to be mad. I'll be like, fuck no, nigga. I ain't calling you no more.
And then I'm not going to call because why would I want to hear that again? Why would I want to hear that voice again?
You little bitch. No, I really just.
Tell me, like, don't call.
I've called. You call back. Like, and I'm singing again because you called again, Lord.
Country road. Like, so you got a jumper on and, like, a lot of hay around.
Country music make money. Maybe I should make a country song. Send those out. I was like 9 months.
Yeah, you're telling me. Like, that's already been done.
Right now.
He's trying to steal
somebody's wife.
After we just heard some crazy music like that, he just come on.
That's a country hit. That's the country hit. He got our hit. When Honest Fire presents Marissa Lanae.
I changed the name and everything today, y'all. That's what I do. I changed names. Imagine letting me take you home. Imagine what I would do to you.
No,
like, I changed your name in front of everybody. Imagine what I would do if we were alone.
I don't want to imagine. He's royalty, though.
Not right now.
I know he sounds like Harvey Barnes.
I know he probably listening to the ground. Like, I know Paul probably online.
He means well. But everybody that's listening is thinking that he's a pig.
Listen, bro. I'm a whole gangster.
He's a whole
gangster. She's going to come home and you let me play him and fuck with her right now.
He's the type of person that'll make sure
you
play.
As long as you know she's coming home,
you
be cool, bro. I'm talking to bro right now. Chill. Me and bro having a conversation. Because he heated. He like, bro, keep playing with my chick. Like, what the fuck, guy? You told me it was a female host. Like,
we're back to
real shit.
Follow my voice.
Bro, you're going to have me get shot. We're trying to do this shit. Boy from Southwest, he got a tattoo on his face. I don't want him to get more of them because of me. Real shit. You don't know how the streets is.
We're talking about what we're going to do.
We're talking about Marissa Lanae's boyfriend and me changing her name.
Marissa Lanae.
He thinks she's reading the ball. She's going to come home like, no,
we're not worried about
I'm Marissa Lanae now.
She's going to be able to make some money.
All right, talk to him. Could you text him and tell him why the name changed?
There's so much money to make. Yeah, we have so much money.
All we want to do is get to the bottom of that. My man. That's all we want to know. What are you talking about? Oh, let's just find out that. Your little sister do too. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Your cousin. Yeah, I, nigga. You had that shoulder. Like, yeah, I know what it is.
You know, you know my real name. That's great, and I appreciate the respect. You know what I mean? Tell everybody, you know my real name, and y'all also know I'm honest. But no, I had so much fun. Men Talk Women Equal Success every first Tuesday at Glacco River Radio. I want to thank everybody who was a part of it tonight. You know what I'm saying? Miss Cream,
Wildish Wow,
Marissa Lene, follow her on Instagram, Reread a Boss. Shout out to my boy. No, she's going to add another music page.
Yeah, the barber with that hot music. You don't see shit. I don't even like it. My man Ray to tell you, I'm not a hater. I just don't like shit. I fuck with your shit, though. If I fuck with it, you got some shit, yo.
Like, yo, I'm a lightweight almost hater. Like, I don't be like nothing.
You shit on some shit. And I keep it real with people. Like,
what,
Ryan,
what
I be like, all right, bro.
Huh? Yeah,
you got some shit, like,
Razor-term decision?
That's my joint.
No.
Liquor?
I need that for you so I can listen to that.
Liquor?
Because
I told Razor I was going to close out the show with one of his songs. Yeah, we got exclusive shit. Now, I want to say this Men Talk Women Equal Success is taking on a new level because I have, you know, my boy is here for the second time, who is an amazing co-host, and who is really helping with the success. And I want to thank you.
And you're getting your mind right. I'm helping with your therapy.
No,
because you don't want to pay for a therapist. So it's good that we get these two sessions.
How you know I pay for a therapy?
We get two sessions a week.
You trying to call me, bro?
We get two sessions a week.
You trying to say I don't got insurance?
Obamacare is open right now.
Fuck what he said. Again, listen. Sign up for Obamacare. You have until the middle of December. Right now, sign up for Obamacare. Nobody's really promoting that. Get your insurance. Get your life insurance. You don't want to have a GoFundMe. You know what I'm saying? Get life insurance. Get your shit right.
A GoFundMe for what? For when you die? Get insurance. What are you talking about?
That's
Obamacare.
Shout out to the board.
You can't make no laws like that.
We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad we ended.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Made y'all mad at me.
Why would we make? Why would you
y'all
get
love Obama?
Mad?
Like y'all
go. Man, we gonna play music.
Use y'all hope and shit.
It has nothing to do with anything.
It do. Black people love hope.
Look at you. Look at this shit.
That is.
This nigga don't even know how to pour it.
Oh, that's an out of box. I ain't even gonna fuck that up.
Yo, this that razor shit.
What you talking about?
We just playing that ghost time. Good night, y'all. Philly Sean Radio. We out. We see y'all Thursday. Good night, Marissa. I can't believe you.
Yeah.